Well, the U.S. Treasury has announced sanctions on Ajay Gupta, Atul Gupta, Rajesh Gupta and Salim Issa for their involvement in a significant corruption network in South Africa accused of bribing the government. Now, the Treasury's move will forbid U.S. entities from doing business with the family nor handling their assets. Our U.S. correspondent Simon Marks is joining us right now to unpack the story even further. Simon, thank you for joining us. Tell us what informed this particular decision by the U.S. Treasury.
Well, the U.S. Treasury has been investigating the Guptas for a good long while as it became apparent that there was reason for U.S. officials to look into connections between the United States and the Gupta family and to look into allegations of corruption in South Africa. This is a major move by the United States Treasury, which calls this sanctions of a significant corruption network in South Africa. It's specific. Targets Ajay Gupta, Atul Gupta, Rajesh Gupta and Salim Issa, and in essence shuts them down in the United States. It will now be impossible for them to use the American banking system in any way. It means that they will have no access to any property or any financial accounts that they own or control, either directly or through third-party interests in the United States. The Treasury Department issued this statement. The Gupta family leveraged its political connections to engage in widespread corruption and bribery, capture government contracts and misappropriate state assets. Treasury's designation targets the Guptas' pay-to-play political patronage, which was orchestrated at the expense of the South African people. This action is being taken under something called the Global Magnitsky Act, which allows the U.S. government to target those who engage in acts of international corruption and essentially to close them off, wall them off entirely from the U.S. financial system. Jacob Zuma's name appears in this document put out by the Treasury Department. The Guptas, according to the Treasury, in large part were able to advance their business interests in South Africa due to generous donations to a political party and their reportedly close relationship with former South African President Jacob Zuma. The Gupta family was overpaid for government contracts and then used a portion of the proceeds of those overpayments to donate money to a South African political party. So this, of course, is chapter and verse of what everybody in South Africa already knows is the background to the allegations against the Gupta family. As a result of today's action, the Treasury says, all property and interests in property of the individuals named above and of any entities that are owned directly or indirectly by them, those are now blocked and must be reported to the Treasury Department that deals with sanctions. It's called OFAC here. The Office of Foreign... I'll have to remind myself what that acronym stands for. But OFAC is the Department of the Treasury that specifically oversees the imposition of sanctions on targeted individuals worldwide. So the Guptas, as of now, are shut down from engaging in any business activities in the United States and absolutely shut down from accessing any of their assets here. This is a major signal that the United States is taking corruption in South Africa very seriously at a very high level.
Simon, this is breaking news in South Africa. We've also just seen you know, that statement being released. But though it's been just announced recently, have we received any response from the Guptas, any response from the former president, Jacob Zuma, since his name has also been mentioned, especially since the State Capture Commission of Inquiry is still ongoing? And one can imagine that this might also affect the ongoings of the commission.
Yes, that OFAC acronym that I mentioned, it stands for the Office of Foreign Assets Control, and that is the office within the Treasury that's going to be overseeing this and imposing it. We've had no reaction yet from the Guptas or from any business interests associated with them. This news, I mean, this is literally hot off the press here in Washington, D.C. This has broken here within the last half an hour. We certainly knew that the United States was investigating the Guptas, not just the Department of Treasury, Treasury, but also the Justice Department. And this action does not preclude the possibility that further down the line there will be indictments and legal moves against the Guptas in the US justice system. This action also does not necessarily mean that this is the end to the affair as far as the US Treasury is concerned. It's perfectly possible that this is just the first salvo and that there will be other shoes to drop here and other figures targeted for sanctions. But this is going to have a devastating blow on the Guptas' businesses, not just the business operations that they had in South Africa, but their businesses in India as well, because if they are closed off from the American banking system, that doesn't just mean that they're not allowed to have accounts in the United States anymore or their assets here are being frozen. It means that any financial transaction in any way touching the American banking system, using American banks as corresponding banks for transfers, for example, all of that is now closed off to them. And that is definitely going to create massive complications for their existing business activities in India and elsewhere. It also suggests that it's going to be very difficult, of course, for the Guptas, if they wanted to travel to the United States to do so. They do have, the family does have, some American-based business activities. I believe down in the state of Texas, there is some kind of Gupta affiliated medical business. I'm going to need to dig into this judgment further to see whether it gets shut down as a result of this. I don't believe that any of these named individuals is necessarily directly involved in that business. It's something we need to go away and explore. But all of this suggests that broadly, panoramically, America is now closed to the Guptas.
We've seen that, of course, conundrum happening right here in South Africa when the bank accounts were also closed. Simon, but thank you so much for that update.